Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. The return of Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color, the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. And, of course, the big day is here. For the Yankees and the Yankee fans, as they will play the wild card game tonight at the stadium against the Oakland A's, bro.
Can you imagine if the Yankees play a game like we saw last night? Can you imagine if we get 5 hours,
right.
If we get 13 innings?
If we get 13 innings, I'm going to be hard-pressed to make it through the 13th inning. I'm going to tell you that.
Here's the way I looked at
last
night.
I'm hoping it's not 13 innings.
No, I get it. Hey, last night broke an all-time Major League record. It was the longest innings-wise game in a winner-take-all game ever.
Oh, is that right?
12 yeah, okay. Innings was the record in the past. The Game 7 of the 1924 World Series, in which Walter Johnson okay. came out of the bullpen.
That's right. The Met-Houston was Game 6.
That was Game 6.
Right. That's right.
Winner take all.
Right.
And
right,
obviously
right,
now you
right.
get two of them every year in a wild card
Correct.
Game, at least two of them every year.
Right.
So it was sort of historic, but can you imagine not only staying up till 1 a.m., that's one thing, all right? Because once you've committed to 9-10 innings, this is the way I looked at it last night. Why am I giving up now? It's already after midnight.
Also,
where am I going?
Let's also factor one other thing in here.
What's that?
That's the fact that you have money on the Rockies winning the pennant.
That's right.
So I
am Rockies.
So there is a little bit of a little kicker in there.
It adds a little bit. And the truth is, and you know me because I'm a sick man, even if I didn't have the money on it, I'm probably hanging in there for a game like that. I'm probably still watching because it's drama. You know, Ernie doesn't have any money on it. He needs to stay up late tonight. He's glued to it.
Oh,
he's still watching it.
Ernie's got his Jeter jersey on today.
But just imagine if your stomach has to deal with what the Cub and the Rocky fans dealt with last night.
Yeah. How about the Cubs, too? Two straight games at home to win the division and to win the wild card, and they lose them both.
Oh, it's brutal.
That's brutal.
Yeah, you know, I tweeted this last night, and I got some people disagreeing with me because the Cubs technically made the playoffs, even though this one-game playoff, you lose it, and Met fans and Yankee fans both know it from experience.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you made it.
Not at all. It really doesn't. You get to the division series, at least it's a series.
Yeah, right.
Ask any Yankee fan from 15 or Met fan from 16, you're not really in the playoffs. The Chicago Cubs collapsed. That's what they did.
Yeah, man.
They were in first place in the National League Central every day from July 13th until the last 2 days of the regular season. They finished in a tie. They had two opportunities in their own freaking building to win a game. Two! They scored one run in each of them. And last night, they lost to a guy pitching on 3 days rest. Now, as great as Kyle Freeland has been, he's been one of the best pitchers in the National League in the second half, not named Zach Wheeler or Jacob DeGrom. 3 days rest. Guys on 3 days rest over the last decade are horrible.
Yeah.
They don't pitch well.
Yeah, except for maybe CeCe when he was with Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's true. He did a great job of doing that.
He did.
He was, one of the rare exceptions to it because he did a great, and sometimes I think he even did one on 2 days rest.
Sandy on 2 days rest in 1965.
Different world.
I know.
Different planet.
Of course, he had no arm left a year later.
Yeah, but seriously. Unfortunately, it paid its toll.
Sadly.
But last night, Kyle Freeland was utterly brilliant. But that game last night, if you have to deal with that as a Yankee fan tonight, you're going to lose your lunch and your dinner. It is going to be brutal to watch. And I always say this about when my team's in the postseason, which is very rare. I don't get to see a lot of playoff games.
You think?
It doesn't happen often.
No, no, I mean, you don't get a lot.
Especially lately. Last few years, I've gotten nothing. But I'm sick watching these games. I'm sick. I hate it. When it's happening,
and it's your team, you mean?
It. Yes.
Oh yeah.
I hate it.
Look, I mean, it's like watching a Jet game every week. I mean, I don't enjoy the game.
No.
There's no enjoyment. I enjoy it when after the game's over, they won. Okay, now I'm happy.
Right.
You know, but watching the game is, you know, you're dying every step of the way.
Even the games
and
you
playoff
win.
Games, baseball playoff games, those are even worse.
They're the worst.
They really are. It's worse than football because it, you know, it's the pitch by pitch and it goes on and I mean, it's painful.
And when you're watching as into a baseball team or a game as you are, for those listening who are baseball is your number one, and you're watching every Yankee game or every Met game. You don't live and die on every pitch. You may watch every pitch. You may be in every game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, right,
but,
right. But,
okay.
In a one-game winner-take-all, game seven type situation, yeah.
Oh,
of course you are.
It's the worst. I'm telling you, here's how bad it is. All right, think about it, because you're going to experience this tonight. And Yankee fans are used to this. This is their third one-game playoff in 4 years, and they obviously played a game seven last year and a game five last year in the divisional series. So this is old hat. But the first pitch of the game, if it's close and it's called a ball, you're going to freak out. Not even kidding you. First pitch of the game. It's 1-0.
Yeah,
you're
going to
have a stomachache. You're going to be complaining.
And I don't play a Guccione last night, too, by the way. I mean, God, could he call a strike, that guy? You know, they said a stat last night. I think, was it A-Rod that said it, I think? There, he said that they were ranking, how did he say it? Ranking the umpires of called strikes in baseball, and he ranked like 86th.
Of course, and we get him in a playoff game.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
That was last night.
By the way, one thing about A-Rod last night, I mean, I don't know how he says this with a straight face. So, for those who saw the game, there were a few controversial moments and weird moments. One of the moments was, it was first and second, one out. Rockies are trying to get out of a rally. There's a ground ball to third base. Contreras hits it. And Nolan Arenado, who, of course, is modern-day Brooks Robinson, runs at Baez to tag him. And Javi Baez hugs him. He bear hugs him.
Right.
I thought they were going to make out next. He puts his arm around him, and he starts hanging out. You know, I love you. And you look at the play and you say, wait a second. Didn't he interfere with Nolan Arenado? He wasn't able to make a throw because Baez is hugging him. So Bud Black comes out. He argues about it. And there's nothing the umpires could do about it. It was a very odd play. A-Rod goes on about how, well, you know, in baseball, rules are rules. Dude, I got to hear you talking about how rules are rules. And I'm not even talking about the steroids. This is a guy who slapped at Bronson Arroyo.
Yes.
On that play at first base. And he's pontificating, Joe, about, you know, guys, rules are rules. You can't break those rules. Who the heck are you?
Yeah, well.
He's lecturing us? Now, and I'll tell you another thing about this game. Let this be a lesson to any American League fan out there who wants to bitch and moan about National League rules. Oh, it's so stupid. The pitcher has to hit. You're double switching guys out of games. I'm so sick of blaming others. Or not blaming others, blaming rules. Bud Black is the manager of the Rockies. He is the one who decided to double switch Charlie Blackman out of the game. There wasn't a rule that said he had to.
Right, right.
I'll give you this rule, Joe.
I don't know if I'd be double switching Charlie Blackman out of game.
Of course you wouldn't, because you're not crazy.
What are you, really?
That's why. That was a dumb move by Bud Black. That's not the rules of the National League. There's no rule that says you have to double switch out your second best hitter. That's what he did. Now, when Joe Maddon pinch runs for Anthony Rizzo with the immortal Terrence Gore, that's one thing. They're down by a run. You have to, right? You've got to find a way to tie the game. And one of the unfortunate circumstances is that now Terrence Gore is stuck in this game, and he can't even act when he gets hit by a pitch. He doesn't even play it off like he got hit by a pitch. Then he's like, oh, gee, golly, I should go to first base. Then they review it and realize he didn't get hit by a pitch. Then he strikes out awful. But that's one thing, because you kind of have to. You're desperate. You're down a run. To double switch one of your best hitters out of the game is just bad managing. That's not bad rules in the National League. That's
bad managing. Well, we saw Bobby Valentine do it all the time with Piazza.
A lot.
I used to get on him about that, too. I'd have him on. I mean, he'd do it all the time. All the time.
You
made me crazy. And every time he did it, Piazza's spot would come up in a lineup in a big spot.
And that's exactly
every
what
time.
Happened last night.
Of course.
Now, one thing we've learned is that you can make bad managerial decisions and win anyway.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
that
happened
is true.
When a guy like Tony Walters gets the game-winning hit. But last night is just a reminder. Anything can happen in this one stupid game.
Of course. By the way, who's doing it? Isn't Ron Darling one of the TBS is doing the Yankees tonight,
TBS
right?
is doing the game. Yeah, Ronnie will be doing the game, yes.
And who else does it with him?
I don't even know. I'm not sure. Ron Darling and somebody else. But because logic tells you, and you know, we spent a lot of time yesterday when the announcement was made discussing Severino, Tanaka, Happ. It's been discussed for months now. Here's the bottom line when I look at this game. The Oakland A's bullpen has been hyped up as if they are the nasty boys. Mm. They're not. They have one reliever this season who's had a historic season in Blake Treinen. He's been great. He's been amazing, and it's kind of miraculous that he has. How do Washington National fans feel about that? Blake Treinen was an average to bad reliever for the Nationals. Right. Now he's this immortal reliever for the A's.
We do see this all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
With relief pitchers. I mean, how often do we see that kind of
thing? We actually see it a lot. And sometimes it's failed starting pitchers, whether it was Wade Davis or Eric Gagne.
Whoever it may be. Right.
And it happens.
Mariano was a failed starter.
Absolutely. But outside of Blake Treinen, and I'm not trying to jinx the Yankees. I don't believe in jinxes. I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. I'm discussing what I think. Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's bullpen is not that good. You can't tell me that when you face eight different relievers, guys like Jairus Familia, Sean Kelly, Fernando Rodney, Ryan Buchter, Lou Trevino, Yessenamo Patit, Yankees got to hit these guys. So here's the moral of the story. You're going to face eight relievers tonight. Other than Blake Treinen, none of them should scare you. How about this offense, who led the world in home runs, set an all-time record? How about they beat the daylights out of these guys? Mm. How about they score a lot of runs? Because, Joe, they should score a lot of runs.
Look, they should win the game. I mean, you know, they should. But that doesn't mean they're going to, but they should.
And at the end of the day, sure, you want to see Luis Severino pitch well, and they'll probably go to the bullpen relatively early. It may not be a bullpen day like the Oakland days, but first sign of trouble, I think there's a really good chance Aaron Boone's going to go to Chad Green or David Robertson and then maybe use a starter to get an inning or two. But when I look at this game going in, hit. That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
Out-hit these guys. Now, the A's have a good offensive team, no question about it. They have a lot of guys having really good years. Jed Lowrie had the best year of his career. You know, Stephen Piscotty's impossible to get out. Matt Chapman's had a great year, and he also is a modern-day Brooks Robinson defensively. That's why his WAR is so high.
Mm.
The Yankee offense against a cavalcade of relievers, none of which are that good outside of Treinen. No excuse, score a lot of runs, win this baseball game, and get to Boston. That's it. So the starting pitching debate, I get it. We've discussed it ad nauseum. Would I go with Severino? No, I'd go with Tanaka. But they went with Severino. They're going to trust him. They're going to hope he can be the ace that he was in the first half of the year. Well, the truth is, he shouldn't have to be the ace because you're facing Liam Hendricks and eight average relievers other than Treinen. I caveat that. Go beat him. You got one reliever who imploded in the wild card game 2 years ago who's already talking about how they're going to beat you in Jairus Familia.
God.
He's already said it. Ah, well, you know, we're good. We're going to win this game. Oh, really? This coming from a guy who I still can envision giving up a bomb to Connor Gillespie?
I'm not going to mention the guy's name, okay? Big Met fan here in the building. Love the guy. Great guy. Got nothing but good things to say about him. Comes up to me, says, just moments ago, and he says to me, "You know one guy we got to sign in the offseason? Who? Jairus Familia." I'm like, what? Jairus Familia?
This isn't exactly Chapman going back to the Yankees.
Are you kidding me? Haven't we been there and done that? You really want? Oh, we'll have him in the seventh inning. We got Lugo. We got Gazelman. So I'm not even going to mention his name. He knows who he is if he's listening. Really?
Well, let's see if
you want Jairus Familia back.
No, no. Let's see if Jairus Familia can back up his words, because what the Oakland A's decided,
I'm sure it's on a Yankee in a clubhouse.
Sure, why not?
You know?
I mean, you got this guy about how they're going to beat you. You know what? Go beat them. There's no excuse. And I do have respect for the Oakland A's. They did win 97 games.
Look, you got to be. They're there, so you have to respect them.
So I respect how they got there.
They got as good a shot as the Yankees as far as winning one game. So, you know, you got to respect them.
With that said, now I'm about to hammer them. With that said, as a baseball fan, forget about any preferences I may have. Forget about any potential trip I may make to Fenway Park or anything like that. I don't want to see the Oakland A's get to the division series. I don't want to see this bullpen crap go on longer and longer.
You won't go to Fenway if Oakland wins?
I will not. That is correct.
You're planning on going there if the Yankees win?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Saturday show out there.
You're going to go? You're going Saturday?
Hell yeah, baby.
Wow.
Fenway.
And when you come back Saturday night?
Sunday, early Sunday morning. I mean, the game's going to be 8:15, so it'd be very difficult to.
You're driving?
Yeah. It'd be fun. City of Boston's a great city.
No, it is.
But it has nothing to do with that.
To visit.
Yes, I want to live there. Does any real baseball fan want to see this team? So, Yankee fans, understand something. I want you to comprehend this. You are fighting for the soul of this sport, okay? Mm-hmm. We cannot have the Oakland A's and this bullpen and garbage go to the division series against the Red Sox. Because you mark my words, If they win this game, they get a bullpen at all October.
They are.
Joe,
well,
we can't have
that. Is he going to pitch one game?
Is he? What, for an inning?
I don't know. I don't know. So you think that Melvin will go bullpen, a bullpen game throughout the playoffs if they advance?
Here's what I think.
You really think that?
If technically, if they win this game, will they start Edwin Jackson in a game? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But they won't let him pitch more than an inning or two.
I see.
And I think that you can bullpen throughout the playoffs because, remember, you never play more than 3 days in a row. And the only time you play 3 days in a row would be game 3, 4, 5 of an LCS. In the division series, it's after today, off day, game, game, off day, game, game, off day. Unlike the regular season where you don't get those kinds of off days, you get that during the postseason. I'm not against a strategy that works. And I get that the Tampa Bay Rays used it. And I would get if the Yankees used it once in a while. I guess my problem is they're going to use it constantly.
That's unbelievable. I can't imagine that he's going to do that every game in the playoffs if they advance past the Yankees.
That's why.
That is scary.
That is
a scary proposition.
The Yankees got to win tonight. Not just for their fans, not just for Boone, not just for Cashman's sanity.
You got
sanity.
Money on the Yankees tonight, though?
I have not placed any bet, but I will tell you that the Yankees are prohibitive favorites.
Well, we know that.
We know that.
What do you got to bet, 120 to win 100? Is that the number?
I think more than that. I think it's about $170 to win 100.
Is that it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.